with Nikki and DeMello in the morning. That's all I need in my life. More music and more fun. Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
Good morning.
Here we go. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Regular sized week, oh, that kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. I mean, we've only got two to do.
What's that?
If you can get through the regular sized weeks yeah, and then cool. You get another one off. So I think it's manageable.
And to be fair, this is kind of a short week for me. I'm taking the next 2 days off to shift. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So look, you
so
know.
So I don't want to rub it in.
I don't want to rub it in. Yeah, because you really want to be moving tomorrow. I'm sure that would be your preferred.
Hey, if I get to sleep in, I'll do anything.
Wow. Take tomorrow off. Come help. Feel free. Anyway, Cyclone Seroja crossed the WA coast last night. It's now weakened to a Category 2, but it did some damage in the process.
Yeah, crazy pictures. I mean, before it came in, I saw the pictures of the sandstorm that came through Carnarvon.
Really?
Yeah, like the BP on the corner that everyone stops in, it was just red. You could barely see a couple of metres in front of you. It was crazy.
Where's that Darude song when you need it?
Sorry, I should have given you notice.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to mention the word sandstorm in this break. There we go.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Yeah. And look, not only that, at Carnarvon's one-mile jetty shattered in the process too.
Shattered.
Well, in the middle, busted from tidal action. Okay. That's enough. Thank you, Darude.
You're too late.
If only I'd had warning. Well, red alert current still from Carnarvon to Lanceland. So,
yep. Crazy.
Gusts, they reckon, of up to 170 k's per hour reported during the landfall. That's blowy.
That's a lot.
And the result for the Peel today, obviously, is continuing rain for us and winds about this morning too. They were talking about up to like 40 k's, 45 k's an hour, and that's an average.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll watch with interest. But, yes, thoughts for everybody that are kind of in the path of things at the moment.
Yeah.
I was listening, obviously, the big news that we kind of didn't get around to talking about because it happened afterwards, after we were on air, was the passing of Prince Philip.
Mm.
And look, obviously, it's been all that you've seen on a lot of news services.
Yes, it was all that you couldn't avoid it if you turned on
you
the TV
couldn't.
This weekend.
No. I mean, I noticed at some point I flicked over to Nine and Nine had like a panel running, like I don't know if it was the Today Show, but they
like
were running
when the election's on.
Yeah, like a continuous broadcast over it. But then,
I mean, very sad. It's very sad. But yeah, there was a lot.
I mean, look, almost, I guess for comparison, in the UK, they kind of changed formats on radio stations to slow music and they changed the teams. They took teams off and they put like just announcements on. It was,
very full on.
Yeah, a pretty serious situation all around. All sorts of things are going to be said, I guess, over the course of things, and particularly after reading about the fact that Harry's come back.
Mm.
Harry's already sort of touched down for the funeral, but Meghan stayed at home, and they said it was because of obviously doctor's orders because she was pregnant.
Well, I mean, she is pregnant, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I know that there'll be people hearing doctor's orders with air quote marks around it because it'll just be the kind of story that will continue. Anyway, also plenty of people talking about how this might be kind of a nice moment for things to come together.
Yeah,
for the family.
Yep.
Maybe.
We can hope.
I just know that I really, you know what? I haven't often said this, but I really feel for the Queen. At the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
The poor thing. Well, they were together for 73 years, wasn't it? That's massive.
Pretty amazing. And I mean, that's
bigger than some people's lifespans, you know?
Well,
that's insane.
And it's the kind of job where I think you really have to rely on somebody like that.
Especially one person you know you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look,
lean on.
If I've taken anything from watching The Crown on Netflix, I know exactly what goes on in the royal family, whether or not I've got the right impression, I really do feel like they kind of had the marriage that most people could only kind of hope for.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that, it was interesting. It had its ups
and downs. It was, he especially especially in those times.
In the early days,
to take on everything that his wife was doing and, step back and become second, I guess.
Yeah.
To her, it was a big deal.
He's not often necessarily seen as the most progressive bloke in the world,
but in that term, he was. Yeah.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
First off, the Coast Factor Grand Final is finally happening.
Finally.
After quite the delay.
Over a year in the making.
It was meant to be like last year's Crab Fest activity. Anyway, two crab fests haven't happened.
Yeah.
And we've decided we're going to put it together. So come Saturday, one of our amazing young singers will win a $1,000 to spend at Mantra Forum and a recording and development package with Chop Street Music. And you can watch it all unfold. We're going to be at Kulini Arts Centre in Kwinana, and they'll be streaming it on their Facebook page from 10 on Saturday morning.
Yes, so you can't come down, but you can watch it on our Facebook page as
That's
well.
Right.
We'll have the link for you.
That's right. We won't have enough room down there.
Yeah.
Given, you know, circumstances still.
Can't fit you all in.
April is Adopt a Greyhound Month.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. And they are amazing dogs.
They are. For a dog that is so fast and lean, they are the laziest things you've ever met.
I know. They really are. They make you think. But no, they're great. They're great companions. I've met so many very friendly greyhounds.
They are.
And look, generally, rehoming is so much of a better option, you know,
yeah.
if you're looking to add someone to your family.
Definitely.
Adoptagreyhound.com.au has the details. And it's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Is it just?
Yes, it is. When is it not a good day for some grilled cheese, love?
Mm. Well, if you're lactose intolerant,
I suppose
most
any
days.
Day. All right, fair enough. You may have a point. Okay, word of the day for you, Nikki. Apparently a group of kittens is called a Kindle.
Isn't it a litter?
Yes, I know you think it's a litter. I know, but
that's, you're wrong.
That's where they're all from the same mother.
Oh, okay. So it's just a gathering of different...
A random collection of baby cats is called a Kindle.
Kindle.
It's odd that I find that phrase was necessary, really. Like, how often would you be gathering random baby cats together? You'd have to be adopting quite a few to make that necessary.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kindle, a group of unrelated baby cats.
There you have it. Why did they call the reading pads Kindles then?
I don't know. Maybe because cats like to sit on your keyboard all the time, you know? I think it all becomes clear when you look at it like this.
Maybe.
I'm stretching.
That's all I've got. Now, if you're looking for the new thing that you need to be stocking up on during the pandemic, you're over the toilet paper.
Let's start some panic buying. Is that what
you're
about to
do? Panic buying, yes.
All right.
If you're looking for that next thing, it might be little tomato sauce packets.
Are you telling me that they're what people have been...
Apparently, it's stocking up on, yeah.
Really?
There's a shortage of them, allegedly. Now, this is in the US, so they may be ahead of us on this.
Okay.
Well,
we do tend to follow their trends,
yeah.
So...
The ketchup, as they call it, packets, have been in short supply. They've been taking them from, you know, your takeaway stores.
Diners,
when you usually take them for free or for 20 cents. I don't know if people are stealing these or if they're buying them. A Heinz executive says they're doing its best to crank out some extra ketchup, saying we're busy doing everything we can, so that's good to know.
Is that just people taking advantage of freebies? Like, I wonder...
Possibly, but it seems like more so now. They're just...
Yeah, what are they going to do with all of this tomato sauce?
It's 13% over the last year. They've had to ramp up their production by it. So.
Well, luckily, we don't have just random packets of tomato sauce generally out places, do we? Like, you have to purchase before you can get some of the
extra. I haven't seen a free little sauce sachet for many years.
Mm.
Normally, it's about 50 cents.
It's not going to be an issue here, thankfully, because we're too tight for that kind of business around these parts.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And once again, coated in glitter. The news, not Nikki. Nikki, well, actually both. Nikki,
I was
going to
say, the glitter's getting a little itchy now.
Come on now.
Music from the home front, the 2021 edition, is coming on Anzac Day Eve. The biggest names in Aussie music are joining forces for the second year running in this live televised concert event at Melbourne's Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Performing on the night are artists like Amy Shark, Ben Lee, Bliss and Esso featuring Casey Chambers, Dean Lewis. I know, what a combination.
Yeah.
Dean Lewis, Jimmy and Mahalia Barnes, Lime Cordial, Mia Ray, Sam Fisher, Tash Sultana, The Kid Leroy,
that's
The
impressive.
Rubens, Tina Arena, I'm not done yet,
Bye-bye.
Vance
Bye-bye.
Joy, UMI and the Royal Melbourne Hospital Scrub Choir. How cool is that?
Not familiar with that, but I'm impressed already.
It's the hospital. They've put together a choir.
I figure. Yeah, that's great.
And heaps more to be announced. You can watch it on Channel 9 from 7:30 on Saturday, the 24th of April. The 2021 British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards have finally arrived after being pushed back multiple times, as everything has during the pandemic.
Yep.
Held over 2 days, the BAFTAs were held at Royal Albert Hall with nominees attending virtually. Chloe Zhao's Nomadland once again picked up Best Film after it scored the same gong at the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards and the Actors Guild's Awards already this right. year. So one would think an Oscar
you would, think,
would be next, perhaps.
But Oscar is, you know, traditionally fickle.
Yes, we'll see. But the lead actress from the same flick, Frances McDormand, also scored Best Actress at the event. Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor for his role in The Father. And Margot Robbie, co-produced movie Promising Young Woman, also picked up multiple awards.
Okay.
Demi Lovato appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this week and spoke about her new collaboration with Ariana Grande on the song Met Him Last Night.
So Ariana and I have known each other for several years, and when she first came out with her song The Way years ago, I heard that and was like, this girl is such a vocalist. Oh, yeah. And I'm such a fan. So we met, and ever since that day, we've talked about wanting to do a song together, but it just never happened. And she's just been someone that's been really, really supportive of my career. But when it came time for this album, I played her some of the songs. I played her Dancing with the Devil, and she started writing this song with me in mind, and she played it for me. And I was like, you sound incredible on this. You should just stay on it, and we can finally do the song that we've always wanted to do together.
Yeah.
So she was like, are you sure? Like, I just was going to be like mystery harmony background lady. And I was like, no, you're Ariana. Yeah. Like,
don't think that's possible, Ariana.
No.
This is the tune Met Him Last Night.
Yeah. I seen the devil, yeah, I met him last night. What conversation, now he's landing last night. I think I love him, though I know it ain't right.
Hey, there we go.
Nikki and Tamello. Back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.